Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station. Happy New Year, Happy New Moon.
Happy New Year.
I'm Aphrodite North, and Jacqueline is my beloved partner. Yes, and we're so happy to do this show for you tonight. There's a lot of really good energy going on with this particular new moon as far as manifestation, or at least creating the strategy for manifestation. And I'm pretty excited about it. How about you, Jacqueline?
I do like it in a lot of ways because it does start a new foundation, you know, and it really gives you a nice ability to be able to do that. So it is about, for once, the new year being, okay, let's put some, start anew. Let's put some foundations down. Let's start to make it happen as far as what we're looking at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have some, the lights, the, you know, both the sun and the moon being in Capricorn today on the new moon, they're in trine to Uranus, which is retrograde in Taurus. And because Uranus is retrograde until the 17th of this month, this is the time to really put your strategy in place. Prepare for the unexpected and do it in a way that you feel grounded, because it will pay off. It will just simply pay off, is what I see.
I do agree with you on that. You know, it's a nice little aspect. It's in this chart between, it's a dance with Mars and Saturn that I really like in this process. It's got a nice little sextiles are more spiritual or more, you know, not so physical, okay? And so it takes, with that sextile, it takes a little bit of that physicality out of it to where we really don't have to put as much effort into it, more than putting the thought, putting the idea, because Mercury just danced into Aquarius. So there can be some great epiphanies with that. And so some people may get restless, but I don't think it's as much of a restlessness right now as far as taking action. I think if people can, you know, go, well, you know, I don't have to start it now, but I can surely create it. Does that make sense?
I so agree with you, because to me, a sextile is about potential and being a co-creator, okay, with the energy. I so agree with you 1,000%, girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this, I agree. Again, it doesn't have that strong, I must move action, you know. Trines do, squares do, oppositions, you know, when they feel like it do. That's one of them. But, you know, it's a weird thing with oppositions. But here again, the other ones have more power to make movement. The sextile is more contemplative. And so I like that about this.
I do, too. And whenever you have a mutable square, okay, it's going on in the heavens. And we have, of course, Venus just got into Pisces. I mean, not Venus. Jupiter just got into Pisces. And it is squaring the south node, the north node. They're in like a T-square. But because it's mutable in its integrity, it does give us choices. So even if we started to build something, we can tweak it really well, I think, in this cycle.
Oh, yeah. I like it. The duality of it in all its way. But it does. It gives you leeway or room you know, to tweak it back and forth. And again, with Uranus still retrograde, you're going to find the flaws in it, that's for sure, because Uranus is definitely sometimes a little curmudgeon in its own and says, well, you got a great idea, let's just squash that a little bit. But don't give in to it.
I see yours as the awakener, like, wake up, what are you looking at here? That's what I see, too. I think we're very similar in this, yes.
It is, but it's kind of, you know, sometimes can be on that grumpy side. So what it awakens you to may not be what you want. Don't take the negative side to it. Use that positive side of Uranus enlightening and awakening about it to tweak your what you're doing. Okay, because it can show you where those flaws are at this point in time, is all I'm saying about Uranus.
Absolutely, positively, yes. I hear you, girl. Well, I've got a few people holding on. Maybe we should see what we can do for them tonight.
How about we do that?
Okay. Air code 814, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling. I have a question. My name is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
And
have you called
in
before?
Doing tonight?
Have you called in before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, what's your birthday?
7/20/71.
And what time were you born?
12:30 a.m.
In what city?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Where do you live now?
I still live in the same city.
Okay. I just wanted to know so I could relocate you if you needed to. Now, there's more than one Johnstown, Pennsylvania. What county are you in?
I'm actually in, well, Cambria County.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's Crent, Cambria, Lebanon, and Union. Okay, got it. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Good. And what was your question, honey?
Do you see me changing jobs this year?
Okay, let's take a look. I'm going to look at you next to the new moon only because that is today, and it's about new beginnings. Okay? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Is it a job or a career?
Career.
That's what I thought. See, you don't have any squares to your sixth house of work and service, though you have some minor squares there. But all the energy seems to go into that tenth house of career and how you identify yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You do have some stress angles, but you've got a lot of trines and blessing lines, okay? Now, my feeling is if you make a big change, okay, it could be sooner than later. But the months that are born of Earth serve you best. We're in the Capricorn cycle now, and Mars would be going into Capricorn too. So this can be a strong cycle for you to seek the change. But you could go to May and make a change then too. But to me, that seems like the only two viable options. Saturn is moving across your Mars, but it's not going to be until... I don't think it's going to make it there in 22. It's going to make it there in 23. So whatever you choose to change to, you want to be able to build on that. You want a major potential if you make the change this year. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you have to wait a minute because my battery died on my mouse and I have to change it. So I haven't seen it. It died right as I was putting in her city. So I apologize, but it's taken me this long to make this change to look at it. So if you give me just one more minute, I'll be able to.
No problem. What do you do now for a living, Amy?
Accounting.
Okay. And what did you want to change to?
Well, it would be a different job, but it would be doing, I'm doing all different things. I work for government, but I'm trying to switch to telework from home. And they have me doing everything up there and not filling positions. And this would be what I'm looking at, is specializing like in a couple areas and not just doing every, you know.
Right.
Everything
right.
up
it
there.
Is, it is a bit overwhelming in your chart right now, so I can understand this. See, you're a late Cancer like me. I'm born July 22nd. So all these Capricorn planets are opposing us, okay? And what oppositions do, they're not like a square. Like a square is a direct challenge. Oppositions give us choices. An opportunity presents itself, and we can either embrace it or push it off, okay? And that's exactly where you are right now. Do I think working for the government or an institution that's partially government-funded or regulated, even if it's a private institution, is okay for you for many years? Because Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is a very slumbering planet. It's going to be in your 10th house for years, okay? Doesn't get into Aquarius till 2023. So you can still use all the skills you've established in this job elsewhere. You've got enough trine activity right now to help you. But I can't see you being able to make a change until the end of this month if you try and do it in January. If you don't, you might want to set yourself up for a strategy to make a change at the end of April or early May. But I
there
don't
you
think
go.
You're stuck there. I just think you there have you to go. Figure it out.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I
agree
with that.
I have put in for a couple jobs. I have.
Well, and again here, you can't front run from one fire to the next, okay? Remember that you're a vibey kind of girl. You have a zero-degree moon in Cancer, okay? That's a critical degree moon, okay? You vibe what you do, okay? This is the reason why you can do so well and why people rely so much on you, is you're a great humanitarian, okay? So, of course, they're going to, you know, as soon as you said they throw all this stuff at me and I just have to do it, okay? Miss Mercury and Leo, no, you do not, okay, is my point. I agree with Aphrodite in many ways that this is really a psychological situation. Saturn is dancing over your North Node and it's going to dance over your Mars. I think you're pretty restricted as far as movement is concerned while that's happening. Okay, it is going to, you know, be a few months. Like she said, April is the ideal time to strategize and make that happen in April, because I think you can really find the right fit for you. I think here at this point in time, you care too much, and you've got to kind of take a step back and look at this and reevaluate it. With all the oppositions going on between your Sun-Venus connection with the Venus and Pluto connection, you really have to take a look at this a little bit more. The Sun is going to dance over, and you're going to have a full opposition this month from your Sun. So the Sun is going to be furthest away. It's going to feel darkest before the dawn, okay? The Sun is furthest away from your Sun sign, okay? So this is a time to strategize, plan, really reevaluate your boundaries and limits with what you're doing. So I would look at setting some boundaries and limits on what they're requiring of you and say, well, can't some so-and-so do it, or can't this be done, or can't, you know, here again, you put this on me, now you put this on me. Which one is more of a priority? You know, things like this to them. You want to point out what they're doing to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, I have been doing that.
Good girl.
But
good.
They will not hire, you know, I found out that my boss is just basically, because another girl left in my department but doesn't work in accounting, and he basically was a lot of untrustworthy, you know, he things like telling her things, telling people what you want to hear type of a thing, but not following through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very hard, you know.
I know, it's very hard because you have a lot of integrity. I understand that.
Because he let us down like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't
but
want
here again,
to, again, run, go from the frying pan to the fire.
There you go.
Don't feel you're forced to make the change. Now, I want you to tell you this because, as Jacqueline pointed out, she says you have a critical degree Cancer moon. Do you realize the moon changed signs when you were being birthed, honey? Okay? So that moon, because your moon is at 0 degrees of Cancer in 19 minutes, your intuition is very, very strong. If you slow down the anxiety, you will feel when this guy or this woman is going to do it again. In other words, you're going to be able to see it before it happens, and you're going to be able to brace yourself until you get to where you really want to go. There's a difference between urgency and emergency. And right now, I so agree with Jacqueline. Slow it down a little bit. Say, okay, I'm in it to win it. So I'm going to put up with this, but I am going to be really looking. And that's exactly where you need to be right now.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to protect you because, again, us Cancers, we want to be secure. And I'm with you. But at the same time, these oppositions, choices can come up this month. You can apply for things. You can look into opportunities. You can even interview. But just make sure. We're going to have both Mercury and Venus retrograde. Make sure that the job is represented appropriately that you're applying for. Okay?
And
make sure the job description is clear. Make sure you understand what benefits you're going to get. In other words, don't jump, okay? I would stroll in and with the level of confidence that you can put out there with your Mercury and Leo, honey. I get that. And do that for the interview. And then sit quietly and contemplate the change and see what your intuition tells you. You're very psychic in your own right, honey, okay?
Yes, I do. I do get my intuition. Does I do get that with my intuition?
But I know you cannot afford to work for someone who has no integrity. That will never wash with you. You have so much integrity. You're crazy good, girl. So you probably be a better boss than your boss. You know that, right?
I would say in certain areas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you keep us posted. And
okay, I will.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Jacqueline?
No, I think we covered it.
All right, excellent. Well, Happy New Year,
okay,
honey. And again, hold your head high and go with what feels right with you. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless. Sweet night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I feel bad for her.
I know you sensitive Cancers, but it's all right. It will be good. In the long run, it'll be good.
I know. It's like the building cycle. That's how it feels to me too, hon. Yeah, I get it. All right, ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Welcome to the new year, ladies.
It's Jay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Wow. You
How
know,
are you,
I
sweetheart?
Say. Well, we made it through 2021. That's pretty good.
I hear that.
Just day by day, you know. Look at the charts and say, yeah, day by day. It's a new moon, so.
I know.
One foot in front of the other. Remember
right.
that all the Capricorn energy is a mountain goat. It puts one foot in front of the other, and it gets there.
That's true. Even if that mountain is actually almost vertical, right? You can still get up there somehow.
Correct. It's a mountain goat. That's what it does.
Right, because it's a mountain goat with a fish's tail, though, there's two kinds of Capricorns. One, it takes that journey very solitude up the mountain, very, very earthbound. There's one that gets to the top of the mountain and jumps in the sea and swims with his fellows. And I think the latter part more fits you, Jay. Remember that.
I will.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know I have so many Capricorn friends because they're my opposite. It's funny how we attract to each other. I have so many beautiful Capricorn friends. I mean, it's just amazing. And I'm a Cancer sun, but we just connect. It's like I can see them clearly. They can see me clearly. It's kind of spooky, actually.
For me, I got, like, a lot of some Sagittarius friends. I got some I got another Aries friend, good friend I talk to all the time. And, yeah, it's interesting what the signs do, who we match up with, you look at the familiarity of your you look at your sign, and then those signs have connections with how would you say it? There's commonalities with, well, you get comfortable with those other signs that you're with. I don't know how to say it, but I think you know what I mean. You get
right. You know what you're saying, because there's 144 variables in a birth chart. Okay. Sometimes fire signs think that they're only going to get along with fire signs, but fire feeds air, air feeds fire. Sometimes that works too.
Right.
And say, for instance, somebody has the sun in Pisces sitting on your Mars. You're going to share a lot of creative energy with that person just because of that one placement. So it's interesting, like you say, you are very psychic yourself, so you look into them and you can see why there's some kind of connection. Even though you may not be able to define it completely with astrology, you just know it, don't you, Jay?
Yeah, definitely,
yeah.
I do. But, I think right now for me is an amazing time. It's just coming off in 20 or 21. I feel like I'm really being appreciative of the moments, you know, with my father or, you know, my good friends, and just enjoying the moment, right? So,
you know, Jupiter's sitting on your Saturn, which is your dad, and it's also opposing your moon, which is your inner child, okay, in your ninth house of being a metaphysician, of being the way shower. Jacqueline, what do you see? We both have your chart on screen right now while we're chatting with you. Jacqueline, what do you see?
I find this to be a very internal time for you, and I really like the bonding with the family and all of that, especially the father, the parental issues here really shine, and really I think you get to see, you know, the moment of what really is good in the circumstances. It is about all your personal values and beliefs, and really enjoying the day at this point in time for you, because all of these planets have now passed your south node, but they're still sitting in your second house. Saturn is getting ready to leave your second house, which will be much more freeing for you, okay? That's when it goes into your third. That's when you start to really get into your profession. So you've got a little bit more time here before you get a breakout and really start to do what you need to do. So enjoy the time with family. Enjoy the time with yourself is what I'm going to say before things start to happen, because they are going to start to happen.
Great.
Well, that sounded kind of negative. That great didn't sound great to me.
Oh, no. I am clairaudient,
you know.
Well, that's good. I forgot about that. Well, the reason why I say that is just it was a lot of work, you know. It was a lot of work last year. It was a lot of work last year getting to this point. So you can't say, well, there's more work to do. It's like, okay, it's going to be great. And it's like, oh, yeah, more work to do, right? So, yeah.
Well, it's not really work. It's really about honoring yourself and your own personal values and beliefs, because, again, here, you know, you're going to be recognized that exalted situation where it goes into your third house is really going to exalt you as in your expertise, and it's really going to shine. So it won't be so much work as it will be really being into yourself and practicing what you love. That's how I'm going to say that.
See,
yeah, you know,
Jupiter just got into Pisces a couple of days ago, and it's going to be there most of the year up to 2022. So what it does is it marries your imagination to your creativity and manifesting, because it's going to be opposing your Virgo planets in the ninth house of metaphysics and the divine, your spirituality, and it's, cause it's kissing your Saturn. The teacher within you is going to feel almost like it's a joy rather than a job, is what I think. What do you think, Jacqueline? I'm thinking that's pretty strong stuff.
That's what I was trying to say. It's going to feel like a joy rather than a job. Thank you, Aphrodite. That was perfect.
You have a way with words, Aphrodite.
You know, it's the poet within me. I can't help myself.
Well, I can tell when you send your newsletters and go like, wow, that's incredible writing. I'm like, wow.
That's all that Leo energy. She has so much creative energy when it comes to writing.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but I love my work so much, and sometimes it's hard. A lot of people are going through tough times. And Jack and I both feel it, that we're in it to win it. And even if we just help the person get to that next step, how are we blessed and they are blessed because of the gifts we share with this amazing art? Really? Gratitude is the strongest shield you'll ever find. It's wonderful. It really
yes.
is.
It is.
Yep. And I love your chart. You're so amazing. I mean, every time I look at this chart, I say, this guy's got to be running on all friggin' cylinders, man.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's like, geez, sometimes I got to fill up for gas sometimes, right? Park the car and just take a nap.
There you go. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Crazy good. But I think you're going to enjoy it more, and I think you're going to flow better with it. I think this Jupiter in Pisces transit is going to be very, very good for you. And again, it's going through your third house of the community where you are, okay? And because of that, you're going to make a big difference in your community where you are, whether you're doing it electronically or in person. It doesn't matter, because communities now are born of more than one nature with our new technology. And I'm finding that, like Jacqueline had mentioned to me earlier before we got in the show, we usually chat for a few minutes, that she hasn't really been sitting with a lot of people. But the people that are calling her and she's interacting with and stuff, really, really great feelings of victory and stepping in and helping in an amazing way.
I think that's what it is, too. It's about creating community and also just helping out people when you have time and or when you have the spirit to do so, right, too. So that's what I'm finding out.
What I loved when you sent Jacqueline and I that beautiful DVD about you doing some of your ritual work and stuff like that, and your beautiful altar you had set up, and it was just so amazing, wasn't it, Jacqueline?
It was beautiful. It was lovely.
Yeah. And so more people need to see that. You know?
Yeah. You know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I just have a good friends, and I think as part of Aries, we have our own friends, and we just keep it kind of like private in a way, right? Not really expose it out there for the world to see, maybe.
You know, I find your humility touching, but I think sometimes maybe a little bit too much so.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You're an Aries,
yeah.
You know? The I am friend.
There you go. That I am present. Some people, you know, again, some people get hard, you know, and think, wow, that's different. But it's not, it's you, and they will love you for you, okay? That Virgo moon holds you back because it's so over-analytical and doesn't want to offend anybody or be stand out, you know, it's kind of, you know, more of a blending kind of thing. So you've got this diversity going in your chart, and it's about, and I'm going to say, Jay, it's about being you, okay? You're already soft enough with that Mars and Pisces, okay? You won't hurt anybody with it. So here again.
I love it.
Be bold. I'm going to say it. Be bold. Be bold. You can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And, you know, it's so interesting because with your Moon and your Saturn exactly opposite each other, we're talking like 0 minutes, you know, 0 degrees in a few minutes. You're a natural parent and teacher, but your inner child is also awake, okay? And I love that opposition. And Jupiter right now on that Saturn of yours is great because you're a gift of unconditional love. And wanting to give other people the benefit of your gift right now is magnified very strongly in just the week ahead. It's amazingly good, I think. Okay?
Okay.
So have we pep-talked you enough?
Yes, you always do. You always bring up the energy when you talk to your people. So, and thanks so much for doing so.
And we love you very much. Me and Jacqueline both really appreciate you and your sacred art you practice.
Yeah, I really love yes, thank you very much. I love the connectedness that we have over 2021 and look forward to 2022. So look forward to talking to you again. And, yeah, if you need some more sage, yeah, for sure. Definitely just think of me and I'll do it.
Excellent. Thank you. In advance.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year. You have a sweet night, sweetheart.
Yes, blessings to you both. Thank you.
You as well.
Grateful blessings.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. You're welcome. Bye. He's such a trip. He really is. I think my
sweet
next
man.
One, oh, to the nth degree. The next one kind of moved on. Maybe they were on hold for another show. So we'll go to the next one. Here we go. Air code 845, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Happy New Year. This is Maria de New York.
Oh, Maria, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas, everything. A long time I've been not here. I know I'm going to bug you all the time, you know.
You don't bug us all the time.
Okay, thank you. Listen, Esrat, are you seeing me going to travel in the spring and the summer? I'm going to get it to settlement. I'm not getting nothing yet. Why do you get tell me something and no?
When's your birthday? Because I got 22 Marias on here.
May 15. See, you don't recognize me no more. You got it on the 2. What's
right,
matter
we don't
you
have
guys?
A time. We don't have a time of birth, do we? No?
No.
I remember the time.
Okay. And that's why it's harder to do the timing when we don't have a time of birth. So let me and Jacqueline look at it again for you. Hold on a second. Oh, we're
thank
here to
you
help
very
you.
Much.
No problem. It's harder when we don't have a time because time in astrology is often determined by the ascendant or the rising star when you're born. In astrology, the planet is the verb, the sign it's in is the costume it's wearing, and the house it's in is the stage where the action takes place. But we cannot determine the stages because we have no time on you, you see? So we look at the angles and the planets so we can give you some information, but sometimes because we don't have your birth time, the timing can be off. So let's take a look at it again right now, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Ooh. Wow. You've got a lot of trines and blessing lines going on right now, and you've got 2 more coming in. What was the exact question?
Talk to me. Yeah, the question I got is, you see me on this summer going to travel? Is I going to get it sooner, this element? They're going to be big, I can buy property?
That's probably in delay until after the 17th or 18th of this month. I'm going to tell you why. Uranus is in Taurus. Now, Taurus rules all real estate. okay? Land development, leasing, investments, all that. Still retrograde. It's the only, well, it's not the only one that's retrograde now, but it is one of the last ponderous planets to go direct this year. Last year we had a ton over the summer, so there was a lot of delays. But with this beautiful new moon today, when Uranus turns around on the 17th, 18th of this month, it's going to be trining it. So the energy is still in effect because a new moon lasts until the next new moon. So I feel that you called us to get the encouragement, okay? Now, the Capricorn forces are in trine to your Taurus planets. Now, we don't know exactly where your moon is. So I set you up at dawn because that's what we do when we don't have a time of birth. But your moon could be in Gemini. So after Uranus redirects its orbit, you could get more than one opportunity to close on this. In other words, you could end up in a little bit of a bidding war. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You know, I agree for different reasons, though, okay? And I'm going to say this. This is a rebalancing time for you. Mars is in opposition to your Mercury at this point in time, which to me indicates that there's something percolating, ideas percolating, things like this, that are going to be able to be manifested in the future. Even with a court situation, this would be more like negotiations or information time of talking. What's going to happen is that not only is Uranus going to go direct, but in about 20 days from now, what's going to happen is that Mars is going to be in direct opposition to your Jupiter. So that's when I think you may find out some information that's so for your greater benefit, because that's when the negotiations or the rebalancing, it comes into play, okay? So I can say with this that I would say have hope, because I think you're going to get a lot more information this month, and I think something can manifest in about a month or two, okay? Physically, so.
Thank you very
much. Just hang in there a little while longer, babe, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I have anything and no to tell me.
I know, I'm sorry. And all these retrogrades we had this past summer were really, really, I mean, Jacqueline, our phones have been ringing off the wall because of all the delays. But most of them went away except Uranus. And I have been talking to more than one client from more than one state that also have been going through delays regarding a real estate or contracts, okay, because of it. But sometimes the delays work in our favor in the end game. If you're going to trust the divine, you have to trust the divine timing. Okay?
Right, that's true. Thank you very much. You know, yeah, you guys, God bless. I'm sorry about you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, honey. All right. God bless
you, honey.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. What a sweetheart. All right, then. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 305, you're on the air.
Up and then, hi, this is Deanna. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hey, Deanna, honey? How are you?
Well, I spoke to her for Dead in Between, and I've been going through a really rough time, and she helped me a lot, for which I am immensely, extraordinarily grateful. I'm just wondering what's going to be coming up in the next week or 10 days, since I have a deadline to leave here and no place to go.
Okay, let's take a look. It's the new moon, and maybe we can get a new directive. That's great. Okay, give us a second. Okay. I don't know. I think there's still going to be some delays here. So I don't think you're going to have to reposition yourself as quickly as you believe. Because Venus is retrograde, sitting on your part of fortune. Pluto's on your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance right now. And so I think that what people are leading you to believe is probably not what's really going to happen. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Mars is transiting through your natal fourth house, okay? I hear you. There's definitely some communication going on, okay? It is in opposition to your moon. So this last week it was sitting in direct opposition and now is moving away, which is a good thing, okay? I have to hear again, Deanna, agree with Aphrodite. You have a guardian angel over your shoulder because it's, even though Venus is retrograde, it's still within orb of your Jupiter. So there's a guardian angel over here. And I think there's a delay. With Mars being in Sagittarius, a dual sign, there's option A and option B. I would not rush this or panic. What I would be doing is searching for the two options. And that's where I would stay, okay? I don't think it's going to go as quickly as what you think it is what I'm going to tell you.
Do you see a legal matter arising out of this? I need to speak to an attorney tomorrow regarding my options. They've given me until the 10th, but they haven't filed a complaint that would lead to an eviction. They tried to skirt the law, and the police came and they were on my side, which was not how it was in the beginning. It was
see,
really
we knew and we
terrifying.
Talked that was going to happen. We already knew that was going to happen
when
we looked at the chart.
Right.
Now, you have to understand a couple of things about legal issues, okay? For you to see an attorney at this time to know what the law is to protect yourself is not a bad idea, all right, number one. Number two, you have to remember that you work for the legal profession. You were basically an interpreter for courthouse, were you not?
Federal.
Okay. So the Capricorn planets indicate changes in both spheres. Then you've called other times the show, and you want to get back into doing your work, okay? So the same planets that are bringing you to the attorney for these people that are trying to oust you, make them do what they're supposed to do, could also give you a job opportunity at the same time. And I think that's what Jacqueline's seeing, that you're going to get an opportunity to go back to work, and you're going to get an opportunity to realize that until they can show just cause, they are truly powerless, okay? And I think that that's what's going to happen. Do you agree, Jacqueline?
I think it's a matter of due process. I really do. And I think that, again, here, I agree that they're not following due process, but I think it is a matter of due process here.
Do you feel that... They will back down. When you say a new job opportunity, gosh, I really wish I could speak to you privately on this, and I really don't have the means to do it with at this point. But do you feel that the owner or the owner's representative is going to step in because there was something really, really wrong? And I made it known to him, and the manager was horrible, just horrible. Do you think maybe the manager will get fired and the other person because what they did was abominable?
I don't really know that because I don't know their birth information and all that, and I don't like to guess. So... maybe we'll have another reading together after because we've got people holding on the queue tonight, Deanna.
Okay.
But I can do that for you sometime this week. Right now I have my boyfriend's critically ill, so tomorrow I'm going to be busy doing other things. But get in touch with me over the next couple of days, and we will get together and talk about it when we have a little more time, all right?
I appreciate you very much, and to you, to Jackie, and to everybody on the line, I wish you a very happy new year.
Same to you, sweetheart. Hopefully 2022 is going to rock you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to keep on holding and listen to the rest of the show.
Sure you can. No problem, babe. All right. Put you on hold. Great. Love you.
God bless.
Right. All right. Bye. Things are tough. There's been a lot of housing issues also with my clients. Have you had that too, Jacqueline?
I haven't had it as much with my clients. I have a few that have housing issues. But again here, I say in every single chart that Uranus has had an effect in it, okay? And so I do feel that these housing issues are going to clear up a little bit better once it goes direct.
Me too. I agree with you. And, I mean, I've been talking to, like, more realtors than normal. More people are doing property investment or trying to move property because they've got more than one piece and want to sell one. And I'm talking to other people. There's bidding wars. They sign up for a place, and it's gone. It's gone before they even ring the phone, okay? I've been dealing with a lot of that in my area in Virginia, okay? Maybe it's just, like, my region, perhaps, too.
No, I have a client who, it's funny because other clients, their houses are selling in a heartbeat. And now I'm thinking I have two clients that can't sell their houses right now, and this is the strangest thing I've ever heard of, okay?
I know,
but
because
again,
right now they're being snapped up like, you know, like Cracker Jack, you know, at a movie. That's really crazy.
Yeah, there you go. So here again, the affliction makes a difference, you know, that Taurus, Uranus and Taurus retrograde definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. Well, let's pick up somebody else here and see what we can do to help them, okay?
Okay.
Are we good? Okay. All right. Area code 856, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. It's Rosemaria. It's been a little bit.
Hey, Rosemaria. How are you?
How are you? Doing good. I have my ups and downs. We're all human.
I know. Isn't that a pain in the butt?
Happy Mars return.
Thanks.
When's your birthday?
December 31st, 1974.
In New Jersey?
Did we lose her?
I heard a click.
I was going to ask her what city she was in for her birthday.
I know. She might call back. Well, I have her number written down here, so if she does, we'll grab her. It may have been on her end. Like, we're getting a snowstorm tonight, really? It was 67 degrees yesterday. We're getting a snowstorm tonight. The weather here is crazy. God. Unbelievable. Yeah, cause she's disappeared off the queue for now, so hopefully she'll call us back.
Okay.
Just go to the next person. Area code 216, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Hi. My name is Patricia. Hello.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Have you called before?
You called in before. Have you before?
No, I haven't.
Oh. What's your birthday?
7/16/58.
5:30 a.m. Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So what would you like to know today?
Is there anything I'm preparing to relocate next month to live in the Southwest from here? excuse me, is is there anything, or I should be, anything else that I should be doing to prepare? And also, I'm, you know, teaching myself freelance writing as a skill, but anything else or anyone that I should be watchful for might be trying to hinder me, or someone is, or a group of persons going to help me, that sort of thing?
I cannot find her at my sister. I have 23 Patricias.
Okay. July 16th, 1958.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
5:38 a.m.
Correct.
Yes.
And where?
1958.
Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes.
1950, you said 1950? 5:0?
5:8.
Oh, okay. I've got it right then. 58.
All right. I want to put her in as Patricia 50, just so I remember it. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay.
Well, you know, I can understand why you'd be cautious, okay? Mars is just getting ready to walk over your Saturn. So what it's saying is check and double check to make sure you've got everything cleared up. You say, is there somebody impeding your way? I wouldn't say there is.
Oh.
I think you're...
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. What do you mentioned, and this is the key factor here, you mentioned that you are practicing free for writing or freelancing?
I'm teaching myself freelance writing, marketing writing, you know, content copywriting. You know, it's a skill set.
Okay, because that's what I think your focus is there is, right now should be on what are you going to do when you get there, the career aspect of it. I think you should be planning and looking into that particular aspect of how you're going to get in, what you're going to get into and what type of lifestyle you're going to get into there as far as the work you're going to do. And I really have to say, I think that's where I would be looking, and my focus would be as far as this move is concerned. Begin here. It's gonna take its time. It's passing over your Saturn, okay? But when it passes over your Saturn, that means that this is a solid foundational move. So I happen to like the move for you, but it is about the work you're going to be doing when you get there. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. Now, I have to tell you, Patricia, you are a very good writer anyway, okay, aren't you?
Well, I believe I have a talent there and just really develop it and just build it, mm-hmm, and embrace it.
Yep, and you have to be on the Internet, and it has to be international. Now, do you speak more than one language?
Not yet. I was going to learn a new language this year because
okay.
I plan to do some traveling later this year.
The beautiful thing about your Saturn being in Sag and Mars being there now, if you're working on the Internet, most pages can be translated electronically. Remember this. But you're gonna realize what a benefit that is in this time period. Okay? And the Capricorn planets have been opposing you. And they're going to continue to do that for a little while longer, okay? But what that does is it does make you feel very industrious about achieving your goal, okay? But I don't really think you're going to be standing where you want to be standing until the first week of March.
Okay, well, let me say something. While I'm teaching myself this writing and practicing it, I've been
working very hard to obtain side gigs. I plan to work from home. The writing is going to be online.
Good.
You know, and I expect I started one side gig where I just used my computer, and it was fine for about 3 days, and then 3 days ago, my computer, it's an old computer, but it just started just, you know, really acting up when I didn't need it. So I know I need a new one. So, yeah, buying these side gigs are really simple. They probably don't pay enough or something, but still to have that come in. And then, you know, while I'm really practicing and writing, then I want to speak because they'll be interchangeable. This part of the speaking will be marketing my writing services and doing other speaking.
I love it for you. I love it for you.
Right.
Now, as far as getting a new computer, there's more than one way you can get a new computer. We all know that, okay? I don't know how high-tech it has to be, but I still think it's reachable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. I think it's reachable. I have to agree with Aphrodite. I think you can make this happen, and I do think it's all about work right now for you, all about the profession right now. So I would be investing, again, I agree with Aphrodite about learning a new language, you know, and really learning a new skill at this point in time is an excellent situation. It does prepare you for that. And
right.
So here, and I like you have doing those types of things. I like you apprenticing out there and putting yourself out there commercially. I think you can really do this. So again, here, I would be investing in it. And again, I agree with Aphrodite. There's many different ways of getting a computer, and I would definitely look into it because I think it's really where you will excel.
Right, and I plan to learn a tech skill like video, audio and video editing. And
yes,
I can charge a premium price.
You can do all of that,
that
because you're very visually oriented. You've got that Saturn and Sag, and Mars is basically approaching it over the next week. So you are in a grand square, so that's why you're feeling a bit imprisoned right now. You kind of feel like, you know, you're trying to put your foot on the gas and it won't work. But I think right now it's just the time to think through your strategy on this new moon. Get the new computer. Continue to do your work. Get a vehicle that will take you where your inspiration is already dragging you. It's like dragging you forward, honey. It's great.
Yeah, and the thing is I haven't found my, you know, new apartment yet. Because I visited there last month with that intention to get some familiarity in the city. And the place I had planned to apply to, it turns out that place is not, you know, so safe. So anyway.
What city are you moving to? What city are you moving to, Patricia?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right, that's a whole ball game. Okay.
Right, so that's where I feel I'm being pulled too. I wouldn't have thought of it, but I've been feeling this pull since last year. So I'm just gonna, you know, I'm showing up, and I, you know, I'm looking online, you know, while my computer, when it, you know, it works, you know, to look at apartments, and of course everything is so expensive. Because even these places that are not so great, they're dumps. I mean, they want to charge so much, but that's everywhere. But like I said, I've written down my plan and reading it aloud and just getting aligned with it and believing it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Albuquerque is exactly where you need to live. I think you need to be in the Tri-County area. Go outside, lengthen, expand your search right now. Okay? You're going to find that one pearl, honey. Okay? And you're going to be able to do it by the end of the month. But I don't see it before that.
Well, I bought my my train ticket. I'm leaving out of here because I felt a push to, you know, guidance to do that. So February 3rd, I'm out of here.
Well, I think you're going to find it before February 3rd. I think you're going to be okay. You only need one pearl. Don't let the discouragement hurt you. Okay? You're close. You're really close. And it's going to come down to two choices. But I'm going to encourage you to take the best neighborhood, not necessarily the best apartment. I want you to take the best neighborhood. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Well, we're already off the air, and we're glad you called in. And give us a ring back and stuff even before you leave and call and chat with us again. And we'll look at it in a little bit more detail for you. God bless you in the new year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Sweet night.
Good night.
So we're already off the air, but we have a lot of people on hold, so we should tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we will catch up with you next Sunday. God bless you all.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.